Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch. Just before the break, we were talking to David Nemeroff, who is the executive director and CEO at Long Island Family Health Centers, and he was saying about Nassau County being the second healthiest county in the state. And I didn't want to get into it then, but now I have the time. And my belief is with the program that he has taking care of the underprivileged and the wealth that's in Nassau County, so those people are taking care of themselves. It's an extreme mix, but if it wasn't for David's type of organization, we wouldn't be the second healthiest. We would only be taking care of the rich, and the poor and less fortunate would not be healthy. And there are counties and there are states, unfortunately, where, you know, immigrants, people here without money, et cetera, get nothing. And as a human being, it's a disgrace, but that's besides the point. Here, I think this is one of the most exciting programs we've had on this air, that to know that if somebody's sick, whether they have a penny or $10 million, they're going to get treatment, they're going to get a Uber Health or whatever you call that to get you there. Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful. I mean, it really is, and it's kudos to you. I think this is a tremendous program, and I never heard of it. Until Thank Christina brought. I mean, Christina brings the best stuff on this show. She's the best. I love her.
As a nonprofit, it's hard to advertise and market stuff. So we've got it. That's probably the thing maybe in the future we'll look to. But I've even used our provider. So I've gone to our doctors. I've gone to our optometrists. They're great. So
Joanne Smith is on occasionally, and Joanne is the president of Planned Parenthood. She uses their doctors.
Yeah, Joanne's great.
She says, "Why wouldn't I? Mm-hmm. If people come to it, I trust them. They're great doctors. I use the doctors."
Yeah.
And it's another situation where an organization is a not-for-profit, but she cares, mm-hmm. and therefore she takes care of the clients, the patients, whatever you want to call them.
Mm-hmm. That's very important that the quality is there, and that although this encompasses a much larger population, you're not chintzing in that area at all.
No, we're trying to serve everybody, regardless of their ability to pay. We're trying to wrap services around them. And we are always looking at, even now, social determinants of health. All of our health centers have food pantries in them. So we'll have to give food out sometimes because if you're hungry, you're hungry. And when this started 50 years ago nationally, they started by giving food out because if you didn't have nutrition, you had to eat, you weren't going to get healthy. So that's what federally qualified health centers are about, is about helping our community and providing those needs and bringing in wraparound services where needed. So that's what our goal is to do.
Does the center also give rehabilitative services, let's say physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy? Do you have anything of that nature?
At this time, we don't, but we have referral agreements with folks who do that. It is something we've looked at. The biggest challenge for those services is just space. We are pretty much busting at the seams in most of our facilities, and to fit another service is pretty hard.
Funding and fundraising.
Yes.
Let's go into that for a minute.
So funding for us is multifold. So we have some grants that we get from the federal government. We do have a grant that the county provides to National University Medical Center for us. It's the same grant. It's called Article 6. It's a public health grant for the last 20, 30 years to deal with public health issues. So we deal with that. And then it's Medicaid, Medicare, commercial insurances. And we do get a little bit of money, but it's been shrinking, what they call bed debt or safety net payments from the state of New York for uninsured individuals. So it doesn't really cover a full visit, maybe 40% of a visit. So,
but Medicaid and Medicare only cover for the patient service, and not covering for the building.
No. Medicaid and Medicare for us is a good rate. We get a bit higher rate than a normal provider
because
of who we are. So we're a licensed Article 28 Diagnostic and Treatment Center in New York, and it gives us a little bit better rate than a typical primary care provider.
Okay. I mean, the thing is, with Medicare and Medicaid and your client base, you can make an extrapolation of how much you will be bringing in during the course of the year, and therefore know what you can expand into and what not, because you're not going to have the funds available for it. So it works.
Agreed. And we have some other benefits. One, the federal government pays on malpractice insurance, so we have no malpractice insurance costs. And that's huge for us, because some providers won't
especially like the OBG area.
Yeah, I mean, I've told that some of that can be $150,000, $200,000 per year just in malpractice.
Yep.
So, and we have seven OBs and OB physician assistants, so that would save us a ton of money. It does save us a ton of money, which helps. Medicaid and Medicare give us a slightly better rate of fee because of who we serve and the way it's designed. So that drug program is all we talked about. 340B helps us save money on prescription drugs. So we can buy drugs we give out at a much cheaper discount than you or I would buy normally at that CVS.
Do all drugs get supplied by you or no? You give prescriptions?
No, we give prescriptions. And there are some things we do, vaccines and things in-house, that we have to purchase. And so those we get at a huge discount. Or the state of New York even has some vaccines for children program that doesn't cost us things if kids don't have insurance. So there are some other discounts we get as a federally qualified health center.
Would you know by any chance there's a shingles shot that has been very difficult to obtain? Does your center have anything with Shingrix?
I think we just talked about this yesterday. It's
been a perfect, challenge. Dan.
It's been a challenge to get. There are, at times throughout the year, there may be challenges with manufacturers. So we will get alerts where they'll be low or things are on back order. So that happens to us all the time. And sometimes it's back order for a week or so, and then we'll get it. Sometimes it's a month. It depends upon. We try to stock up as best we can. Sometimes there are national things, such as after Hurricane Sandy, there was a challenge to get certain things. Or at one point, there was just a place in Puerto Rico that made a certain IV bag. So that was a shortage of IV bags at one point. So it depends. But we do a good job of working with the county health department as well to get medications.
This is a bold question, but your shortage has nothing to do with you. That means if you have a shortage, North Shore has a shortage.
Yes.
Northwell has a shortage.
Yeah.
LA, everybody.
We buy our medications from the national and local manufacturers, so if they don't have
There's no segregation. That's what I'm trying to say.
We sometimes, though, will work with Department of Health if they can help us out if it's an emergency, sometimes with the population we serve. But for the most part, if there's a shortage, it's a shortage nationally.
Right.
Has any statistics been done regarding the socioeconomic populations that are participating in this? In other words, is it more tipped to a lower income group, or do you find that it's more balanced?
So a couple of different. 75% of my patients live below the poverty level.
That's
just my patients. Nationally, federally qualified health centers are cheaper and more efficient to run and to offer services than other providers. We're working on some tools called a screener, what's called the PREPARE screener, which takes into account social determinants of health and try to understand what our patients need in terms of housing, food, clothing, shelter, employment, because we know 40% of the cost for somebody's health is really related to that. About 12% is related to your medical services. And that's from also for Northwell. But most of it is social determinants of health. That's what drives costs in healthcare.
So how does this population, which has its limitations, know about you? Because as you say, advertising is limited. Not everybody is tuned into Project Independence. How do they even know that you exist?
We do a lot of outreach. So we do about 250 outreach events a year. We place somebody in the county's Department of Social Services a couple of days a week. So there are tables set up. We will go to churches and fairs and community centers. It was Health Center Week a couple of weeks ago where we hosted events at all of our sites with balloons. And we try to paper the local communities with events. So we try to get out there. We'll partnership with local politicians if need be, because they have sometimes health fairs. We will go to local libraries. We try to be local. We're part of local chambers of commerce where we can be. Any way to get in community, connected to our community school districts, we'll let folks know. Again, we're in three high schools now, and hopefully a fourth next year. To just really engage our community. So it's hard for us to advertise on the radio or here, but it's we try to get out there face to face.
Do you sleep at night, or is there? I'd be sort of curious. What are your hours? I'm talking about you.
We never sleep. It's ambulatory care, so you don't really get a break. But the good news is we are only open 8 to 8, so I can sleep a little bit at night.
Right.
But there's always something to take care of. There's always somebody to work with. And we try to do as best we can. There's got to be a better, cheaper, faster way to help our individuals that we're working with. And every day we try to improve.
Well, 9 out of 10 times, and this is just my opinion, organizations like this First, I know they're difficult to get the word out because it's just, I mean, Project Independence is one of the best things the town of North Hempstead has. We have about 13,000 members out of 50 to 60,000 seniors. Mm-hmm. People just don't pay attention until they need it. And then all of a sudden, it's been around for 10 years. And in your thing, it's basically the same thing. Yeah. Until they need it, they're not paying attention.
Yes.
Or they get very sick, and you want to get them in there for the wellness, the pre-wellness, or whatever you call it, which is much more important for you. Mm-hmm. And you can just do so many programs. You're right. Your day is
it's
limited.
Busy.
Your
yeah.
time. It's very difficult. I mean, coming on, I never heard of this. And I think I do enough stuff around definitely North Hempstead, but the county itself, Long Island. I never heard of it. I know Numic, but I didn't know anything else.
True. And we've got to do a better job. I think we're going to work on a new website. That'll help. And we'll try to do a little bit more in terms of outreach.
I think an outreach from guys like you is care. Because and this, I'm more than willing to say it. I do some stuff at Sloan Kettering medically that I have been involved with. And there's a piece of me sometimes I don't think they care. And you can get people in your organization because you're there for a reason.
Yeah.
You said you basically grew up that way.
Yep.
So it's like taking care of your own kids.
Yes.
You want them to grow up to be the best they can be. It won't always be perfect, but you're owning it, and you're taking your best shot at it. And that's what this comes across.
Yeah. We've got about 340 dedicated employees working on this every day to try to make life a little bit better for the children and adults that work and live in Nassau County. And it doesn't matter if you have millions or not.
Right.
The economy is doing relatively well. People are employed. When they're not, sometimes they lose a job, they can come to us, they can come to us when they're employed. It doesn't matter. We're not going anywhere. So we're
right,
here to
right.
help. And that's what we're here to do.
If the weather is bad or there's a holiday, is there any kind of notices? Or how does that work if, let's say...
Thank goodness it hasn't been too bad with snow lately. But we'll put things out on a website. But we have a way that we can send text messages to all of our patients. If there's a problem and we know you're scheduled for the day and there's bad weather, and we'll shoot out a text message to you and let you know. We put things out on our website, or sometimes we can News 12 or other places that'll accept that. Or somebody will just post a sign if we have to, but we haven't really closed. And we only close on major holidays.
Actually, we have a phone number here, which we didn't give out yet. That's a general number?
Yep, and then from there you can get to any one of our locations.
That's the number is 516-296-3742. So I'll repeat it again. It's 516-296-3742. Of course, you could just call 311. We'll give you the number at the station there. But it makes sense.
Yeah.
For anybody, it's worth the call. If you don't have the money, and whatever the services you think you need, in this day and age, you'll turn around and say, I can't afford to go to this, Zsa-Zsa doctor someplace. You call this organization. And to me, a compassionate hand is much nicer than one of these, highbrow, doctors, but that's just my opinion.
I think our staff lead mission, and the providers really believe in it. I mean, from a nutritionist to a dentist to a primary care provider, whatever you need, let us know. If we can help you, we will, and if we can't, we'll make a good connection.
Okay, and then again, because we're almost out of time, the most important thing, which Ann brought up just when we started off a little while ago, is pre-care, or I don't know what the word is, wellness.
Preventive care.
Preventive, thank you very much. I lost the word there. Preventive care is the most important part. Because if you have a little something or exercise a little bit, don't wait till it's too late. And then you get the diagnosis that, my God, if you came in a year ago or 2 years ago, and money with you guys is not an option. I could be afraid to go to some of these other hospitals because I can't pay for it. There's no excuse not to go to you.
Agreed. Come, let's see what's going on, and we'll work with you.
David, I want to thank you so much and the Family Healthcare Centers for sharing this with us today.
Terrific. Well, thank
You've
been
you for listening having us. To Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.